Incentive. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
Yeah, we're not doing any financing. We did it once a few years ago, and now everybody calls us on it. We do utility work, which we can't do any upcharges or anything like that. So whenever we do a loan, it cuts right into our profit margin. So we did a small bridge loan that we used for 60 days, and we paid off immediately.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What about, we do like equipment financing, so that's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments.
Yeah,
do you have any equipment that you need?
No, we don't use any equipment. Any equipment that we do need, we rent. We don't purchase.
Oh, you guys rent everything?
Yep, way cheaper.
Oh, it is cheaper?
Oh, yeah. The stuff that we use are just scissor lifts, so we get them like $80 a day. We don't use them all the time, too, then we don't have to upkeep them also.
Oh, okay. So how often do you guys use that?
Lifts?
Yeah, like per month.
Maybe 3 or 4 times a month.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you use like 3 or 4 times a month at $80 a day. And do you know how much one of those runs for?
Yeah. You know, you have to buy the lift and you have to buy the trailer. So you probably into it for like 10 grand. And then you have to service it every year. So it's not. We're not going to buy one unless I can get one.
Oh, okay.
If I get to get one on auction, I'll pay cash for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you can't increase the cost of your work, then that's why you would never be looking for capital?
Correct.
Wait, so can you just kind of run that by me again, the reasoning?
Yeah, we have price set margins, we have price set points for our work.
Uh-huh.
So we're not able to upsell or do change orders.
Oh, okay.
So we have price per piece.
Okay, okay. So then if you ever did run into like cash flow issues or things like that, what do you guys do?
I go to Channel Partners and they give me $50,000 and they charge me about 9% and I pay it off in 3 months.
9%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that like a working capital or like a merchant cash advance? A working capital? And so,
I'm
but you.
I'm happy with them.
Okay, and how long have you guys been working with them?
Off and on for 2 years.
Okay.
We've only done it twice. Like I said, we did it 2 years ago, and we did one like a year ago. And we paid both off within 60 days.
Okay. Okay. Well, we also.
They gave me 50 grand, and the total loan cost me 55.
So okay.
It's a really good deal. Nobody beat it, and I don't really want to shop them so.
Okay. Well, I mean, we do have working capital programs also, and our loans are basically based off of like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. What did you do in sales last year?
A little over $1 million. $850.
Oh, okay. We'd definitely be able to get you the $50K or however much.
Like I said, I'm pretty happy with them. And then I also, we used Cabbage once, and that was, we paid that off really quick. That was only $29,000. We used that really quick.
Well, I mean, we do have, like, a match or beat policy, so if you ever do want to shop around, I mean, I definitely think that we could give Channel Partners a run for their money.
Yeah, everybody said that, and then nobody delivered, so.
No, but we actually can, as long as, we can see, like, an offer.
Everybody and their mom said that. I shopped it around, and it was an absolute nightmare, so I just choose to use them. I've got familiarity with them, and they're local, too. Because I work through Trident Capital as a broker, and I just work right through them. They're local. Like, I go down just 2 miles away and sign the paperwork. That's it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a broker?
Trident, yeah.
Oh, that's how you do it. You do it through Trident, and that's the broker, and then they do it through Channel Partners?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call.
Well, is there maybe like an email address I can follow up with you just in case you do want to shop around in the future and we can help you out?
You can send it to info@utilityincentive.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll definitely go ahead and do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.